This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Donald Shedd of Wallingford marked Veterans Day a bit early this year. The World War II veteran traveled to Washington, D.C. on Saturday with the Honor Flight Network, an organization that flies veterans to the nation's capital to visit memorials that honor their military service. Shedd's son Brad, a Vietnam veteran, went with him. VPR's Nina Keck spoke with Shedd at his home last week to talk about his family's service.
Oh, that's my hat. 1st Marine Division, Guadalcanal.
Military service runs deep in Donald Shedd's family. His father served in World War I. Both his brothers served with him in World War II. And his son served in Vietnam. The 93-year-old walks slowly to a back closet where his uniform still hangs.
Can I follow you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right there.
The green woolen jacket is carefully protected in plastic.
I can pretty near pull it around, but not quite. That's the Purple Heart. Well, that's the 4 years.
Shedd explains the various ribbons and medals that chronicle his military service. Service that began in 1942 when all three Shedd brothers enlisted together in the Marine Corps.
I was 19, Paul was 18, and Bob was 20. We wanted to enlist just after Pearl Harbor, 41, but Paul was only 17, so we enlisted in 42.
The brothers trained and shipped out for the Pacific together, eventually landing in Guadalcanal, the largest of the Solomon Islands. Growing up in Rutland, Donald Shedd remembers being surprised by all the coconut trees, but says day to day, war was about following orders, setting up camps, and going on patrols.
I carried a rifle. I was an infantryman. And that's what you're taught in the Marines is forget your mother, forget your girlfriend. I didn't have one, luckily. And your rifle. That's your wife and mother. Your rifle.
How did you handle fear?
I don't know. I often think of that. I was never scared, you know. You just hoped that maybe someday you'd get home.
Did you ever think you wouldn't make it?
I guess not. One time on New Britain, we had a patrol, had to go out and see what was going on. And The Japs started firing, and I had my BAR, Browning automatic rifle, and I just stood back and was aiming up towards where I thought they were, and I could see bullets coming right at me. My brother, Paul, he was wounded on Guadalcanal. Bob was wounded on New Britain, and I was wounded on Peleliu.
The island of Peleliu was the scene of ferocious Japanese resistance in September 1944, and there were many U.S. losses before the Americans were finally able to secure the island. Shedd says he watched good friends die.
I got something here.
Grabbing his wallet, he begins pulling out credit cards and photos until he finds what he's looking for, a faded Catholic Mass card from the funeral of Norbert Rowan.
He was killed on Peleliu, September 17th, 1944. And I saw him. The priest was giving him last rites. And then this other fellow, Cheney, that was on New Britain. He was shot right through the helmet, just like that. I helped carry him down the hill there.
The Shedd brothers were luckier. Despite their wounds, all three came home, got married, and had families. Donald points to a handmade quilt that hangs on the wall, a 60th wedding anniversary present from his two children and grandchildren. Shedd's wife, Jean, died in 2009. His brothers are gone too, he says. Paging through a tattered scrapbook of World War II mementos, he admits there are few left who were there. I ask him about the card for Norbert Rowan that he keeps in his wallet.
I thought sometimes, well, why do you keep carrying it? But if you carry it for 70 years, it's hard not to.
For VPR News, I'm Nina Kack.